Welcome to Wellness Radio with Dr. Jeanette Gallagher as your host. Her show discusses topics of health, wellness, and spirituality and is about discovering your place in this great universe from your cells to the cosmos. Along with her guests, in casual conversation, she strives to ask the difficult questions that may be holding you back from a vibrant life and shares new ideas that may inspire you to make a change in your life that you only can see in your dreams. And now, here is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Wellness Radio. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and it's a pleasure to have you with us here this evening. Have you ever noticed that sometimes you dream and you say, oh, that word just stuck out in my dream? You get up the next day, so you're reading a book, you're watching a television show, and you said, wow, there's that word again. Or perhaps several months or several years later, you have something that just feels like deja vu. And we say, what is that all about? Is it messages from your soul? Is it something from the ethers, or are my angels trying to talk to me? Perhaps it's just I've been so stressed out that whatever tape I've been playing in the daytime just kind of overriding at night and it doesn't want to shut off. I had someone say to me the other day, you just need to turn off that tape from the day and go to sleep at night. I don't know about that. What about our timelines? Is it a daily timeline? Is it a nighttime timeline? Are we crossing timelines, past lives, frequencies? Where are we? Goodness, so much to talk about today. And we'll see how these words, messages, might be a key to your health, your life, making choices and decisions. Just never know. But it's all about the adventure of life journey. My guest today is Kathleen O'Keefe Canavas, and she's a co-author of Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Early Warning Signs of Cancer and Other Diseases. Kat, thank you so much for joining us today. It's such a pleasure to have you with us.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Jeanette. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, you're so welcome. So don't you think, Kat, that sometimes we say, that word just seems to be dinging in my head, or why does it show up and now I'm reading it? Is it a message,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Sometimes it can be synchronicities. Sometimes it can be your name. That is called the cocktail party effect. And it's really, you can Google it. The cocktail party effect. And there are certain words. Sometimes it's when you hear your name called or a specific word like blood,
right,
or cancer or disease or the name of your ex. You can be at a huge party with lots of little circles of people speaking, and you could have a circle of people all the way across the room. You can't hear them, and all of a sudden they say your name or your ex's name.
Right.
Or a disease you've been researching, and it's like your ear drops down off your head, Dr. Jeanette, and it kind of slides across the floor, and it comes up in the middle of that circle, and you're no longer focusing on your own circle. You might have a smile on your face and try to look like you're paying attention, but you're paying attention to that other circle, and that happens a lot, especially in dreams. They can wake you right up so that you write that dream down right at that moment.
Yeah. You know, it's so interesting. When I was in medical school, it's always a given that something that you're researching or you're spending a lot of time on or studying a lot about it, or maybe going into surgery or going in and you have a lot of patients that have this diagnosis or this therapy or treatment that you're working with, and all of a sudden you get home and you say, oh my gosh, do I have that? And then it shows up in your dreams. And then it shows up on your research. It shows up everywhere you're going. And, you know, you get it through the 6 months and you're like, holy crap, I'm going to die tomorrow, you know. And really, I think what the idea is that what is in our forefront, what is in our conceptual awareness, we kind of filter it through somehow in our mind, in our thoughts, and in our consciousness. And we say, does this resonate with me? Does it not? And then we say, okay, I can let some of those go. They were just there for a purpose to learn about it. Now they're on their way out. However, what you talk about in your book, Dreams That Can Save Your Life, is when those messages come up, And then they start to form a puzzle. They start to put the pieces together, and you say, this can't be coincidence. Maybe it's a message for me to do something, think something, make a move. Yes?
Yes. Actually, those were all great points, Dr. Jeanette. And, you know, our dreams are a microcosm of our waking world. And our brain, if we think of our brain as the main computer for our body, our main computer knows if our body's overheating, if it's underheating, if it doesn't have enough water in its batteries. It knows all of that stuff, and it starts sending out signals. And sometimes it can send those signals into our dreams because our dreams speak to us through code. And remember, our dreams are also a way we can work through problems without being judged. Okay, so if we're working on specific illnesses during the day for a patient, maybe our dreams are helping us work out solutions for that particular patient. Right. Or in my book, in this case, people were having dreams. Their computer, their main computer was saying, look, it's not showing up in the tests that the doctors are giving you, but this is what's happening, and the difference between that dream telling you that you have a disease or a condition and maybe just a dream that's a microcosm of our daytime life is that the dreams telling us we have a condition don't let up. They filter through into our waking world, and we start seeing those synchronicities that you talked about earlier.
Right. And don't you think sometimes when you do have these dreams and things show up in the daytime, you could say, okay, I understand that, but in this moment, I don't have that quote end final diagnosis. I don't have the end picture. My book has not been written and it says the end on it. What I have is an awareness so that I can make decisions. I can change that pathway, and I can also change the title of my book right now.
Absolutely. You know, none of us have written our books completely because we don't know the exact moment that we're going to die. And there are many people and stories that were in the book. For instance, this one woman who was 28 years old, she was a young mother with a two-year-old at home, and she had ovarian cancer. And she had a dream during the night where she dreamed that a silver spaceship landed in her backyard. And she got out of bed and walked out to the spaceship, and these aliens came out and said, you need interferon, because that day the doctor had told her that there was no more hope, that she was to go home, get her house in order, figure out who she wanted to raise her daughter, because at most she might have a couple of months left to live. And so she had this dream in which these aliens out of a spaceship handed her a new drug called interferon and told her to go back to her doctor and get that drug. And she did. Okay. She went back to her doctor the next day because she had nothing to lose, Dr. Jeanette. She was dying. She had nothing to lose. And she told him, I had this dream, and in the dream they handed me these pills, and they said, this is what it looks like. It's called interferon. Go and get it. Can you get me this medication? And the doctor turned white. And he said, that medication is still being processed. It's not readily available, but I'll see if I can get you some. And he did. And he gave it to her. And that was 22 years ago.
Today we discuss many life-changing concepts. Who do you turn to, and how do you know what is best when faced with a health crisis? Dr. Jeanette is a patient advocate. She listens to the patient, the doctors, and the family, clarifies the health issues and concerns, then helps the patient make the best choices going forward. If you would like help implementing change into your life and health, we can talk and see where you are stuck and how to improve the quality of your life. Check the link on the bottom of today's show page or visit drjeanettegallagher.com to schedule a phone appointment today.
Yeah, and I think to be able to be open to anything that happens in our consciousness is really key. I think when people start to run in fear, I really believe working a lot of times with people at end of life is that fear is a dominating fork that really drives our car throughout our life. We're either running from this, that, or the other, from money, from failure, from disease, from end of life. We're running from our kids. We're running from this or that. It always feels like you're got to be one step ahead of the demons that are behind you. And when that happens, I think sometimes that you get to the end and you say, holy crap, I don't know what it's all about, but now I'm afraid to go into the next life. And we go, oh my gosh, you know, it's life. Your soul is in a total continuum existence. This lifetime had a beginning and end. It had a purpose. You'll be on to the next, whatever that might be. And I think sometimes when you see a soul that really lets go of that fear at that moment, it's almost like we say the heavens opened up. We say that their body just drifted out. It just expanded. The physical body didn't have any skin that held all their energy in. They just kind of dispersed. And it's just something that you can feel in your lifetime, too, if you're awakened to it. It's when you have a birth of a baby, when you conceive a child, when you are getting married and you're in love at that time, or when you're with another person, things just seem to be in sync. It's almost like your energies have merged on top of each other and they are one. When you can feel that, that's also the same similar type. So we say, can we open up our heart and our minds and souls now to be able to watch for this? Yes?
Yes, absolutely. You know, so many people say, well, I was kind of an accident. I mean, I could say that my mother was in her 40s when she had me, and I was a real surprise. But even if you happened in the back seat of the Ford, you happened accidentally on purpose. There are no accidents on the earth plane. You have a purpose, and you're here to fulfill it. And, you know, there is definitely life afterlife, and we see it in our dreams when we're visited by our parents or our grandparents or other loved ones and friends who are deceased. And they come back into our dreams, and at first we don't recognize them because they're so young. And I've had clients say to me, why did I not recognize my mother? She was so young. She's actually younger than me in my dreams. And, you know, if you think about it, who wants to go into the next life old and decrepit and ill? You go back to your prime. You're hot. You look great. Your dad's buff. And often we see them before, you know, in the bodies that they were in before we were even born. So it just go, and then they'll tell us something in the dream that will validate that it's really, really them. And we can validate it in our waking world. And that's to remind us, usually during a crisis or a time when we're very sad or their anniversary when we miss them really badly, because to a degree they miss us as well. And it's through those sacred dream doors to the divine that we can go into that realm between realms, is what I call it. It's a room where the dead can come and visit us and we, the living, can go and visit them. And we're allowed to stay there while we dream through those dream doors. And then we have to go back to where we truly live, which is here on the earth plane when we're awake, and they go back to life after life.
You know, it's really interesting when we say, something keeps showing up for me. I know for myself, I dreamed a few times randomly over the past several years about Lily of the Valley flowers. Then I would get up and I'd be searching out pictures on the internet, and then, you know, another year or two would go by and I kind of set it to the side, and it would be memories of me looking at Lily of the Valleys where I used to live and where I grew up because I was outside all the time. And then I put it away again. Then I would come up again, you know, and it kept coming up over and over for different reasons. Like, let's look at how you grew up. Let's look at how you lived. Let's look at where these are at. Now let's look at how Lily of the Valley can help you now. And I said, oh, okay, let's, I think I'll just get some Lily of the Valley herb because I couldn't get the flowers here. I live in the deep south and they don't grow here and they're not available. So I said, okay, let's just get some herb and see, and I'll dance with that. In other words, I will feel it, smell it, taste it, all that other stuff. And when I did, it was about heart energy to strengthen the heart. And when I did take it, it was like, okay, you have this sense of it really brings everything together. And what it does is strengthens the heart. So I think sometimes when we look at it is something as simple as that could be showing up. And we seem to tend to let it go and say, it's unimportant. I don't know. I don't want to go back there. Sometimes people will say, oh, that was the past, whatever. Or, oh, no, I don't want to think about that because I'm never going to get it. So I think we have so much judgment that comes up. It's almost like when a dream shows up, it's almost like you're standing there with your sword ready to knock it down, don't you think?
Yeah, because we're afraid of failing. And so to a degree we figure, you know what, if I cut it down, I haven't failed. It was my choice to do that. But I had a very similar dream when I was going through my chemotherapy because I'm a 3-time breast cancer survivor. So I actually went through chemotherapy twice, and I had a dream that showed me a dandelion. And I was given the dandelion flower, and I was told, use that as a wand on any part of your body that you want healed. And since then, I've eaten dandelion greens, and I just love them. And they're very good at cleaning out your blood and your liver.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dandelions are a transformer and a mover. If you look at them, they transform. They turn from the yellow flower into the that white puffy stuff that you just kind of like blow away. So in other words, when you see the dandelion, that could be your center of your disease at the moment. Wait for it, work with it, transform it, and then just let it go into the universe. So that's truly about, dandelion story.
Yes, and you blow on those little white feather-looking seeds and you make a wish. And, white feathers have always been very strong in my dreams because in my dreams I had these monks that came into my dreams and actually told me I had breast cancer. And they handed me a white feather to go back and verbally fence with my doctors because my doctors were telling me I was healthy and to go home and not come back when their mammograms, blood tests, and physical exams were missing my breast cancer every time. And so I had to actually use that feather, which looks a lot like the dandelion, in order to get them to do exploratory surgery, which was no mean feat, let me tell you. And that's when they found stage 2 breast cancer, and it was in my lymph nodes.
Yeah, and it's truly interesting to be able to say, how do these things correlate? You know, I work a lot with clients and we say, we're going to create your web of life. We're not going to turn around and solutionize your issue today. And I think sometimes dreams are really about creating that web of your life because they may bring you along a path, but it really draws in all these other concepts of your life if you're able to be open to them, right?
Absolutely. Imagine, if you were able to use your dreams and figure out your own dream language, which is really important. It's how your inner self speaks to you to keep you on track, to keep you with your whatever your life purpose is, and also to keep you healthy. Because as a human body, the body breaks down, but the mind is stronger than the body, and the spirit is stronger than the mind. So imagine if you could use your dreams and all the people from the other side who love you that can come into your dreams and guide you. And all you have to do is really learn your specific dream language. Because, Dr. Jeanette, we have universal symbolism. And I know that there are a lot of sleep researchers who say, no, there is no universal symbolism in dreams. But there are. If you think about the first caveman who drew his dreams on the cave walls, and showed a sun. That's a universal sign for sun. You can't mix that up with anything else. And the moon is a crescent. You know that right away. And a cloud with water drops coming out of it is rain. And an antelope looks like nothing else. So there is universal symbolism. And that's how our dreams will often start to speak to us until we learn our dream language. It wants to teach us that language so that we can depend on it and stay on the right path and walk between the worlds, which you already do and I do.
Right. You know, I think also, too, to understand, I've said this probably the past several years. I said, oh, my gosh, I've always been right on with intuition. I knew when someone would call me 6 months before they were going to die, and I didn't talk to them for like 30 or 40 years. You know, different things. I would always know and have a sense, and not really, you know, in a psychic kind of way, because I really didn't want to tap into that. But however, the past few years, I have a sense that I have repeatedly been wrong. And it has been to the point, it has been to the point where, you know, I said, oh, that's a girl, and it was no, a boy. And it was like, I mean, it was like that, like profound. And I said, oh, my gosh, why am I so off? Why am I so wrong? And really, I couldn't understand it until I came up and I said, okay, let's just keep going through this and, you know, my day and my night. And what I noticed as my timeline started to overlap, my days really became my nights, because my nights, I was doing more energy work in my dream time. Mm-hmm. And in my days, I was just relaxing and resting. So I had flipped my timelines of perception and existence. And what happens is, or you know, you'll be in your sleep and you're talking on the phone, and all of a sudden you set the phone down and it rings again, and you turn over in bed and you pick up the phone off the nightstand. That's where they were, timelines were crossing. They were really meshed with no boundaries. So I think it was funny with that, because what that sometimes means too is that you've now created a new path, or you've risen your frequency above that path that created those issues in the first place. So sometimes you may say, well, I've been going along and I had this disease and I thought this was the disease, and I've been starting to do treatments and therapies, and then all of a sudden you say, I'm going to go into the doctor and they're going to say this today, and I'm going to use this and it's going to work for me. And all of a sudden you get the wrong answer. Things don't work out and you're going, why? What's wrong? Sometimes it is that maybe you just needed the push to be able to pay attention to yourself, and now you've jumped out of that timeline. So that process no longer exists anymore. Mm-hmm. You know? And when you can jump out of that timeline, you're just like, oh, okay. Then let me look at it from a higher point, and you just start paying attention again to the next path that you're on. And sometimes they flip. Have you ever had that?
Oh, yes. I've had that often. You know, because like you, I do walk between the worlds, and I might have a dream in which, like last night, I dreamt that I was at a party in an apartment mm-hmm. with my husband, and we were in the shower dancing with a lot of other people, and I had my computer on top of somebody else's computer who was doing all the music. And when I woke up, it was so real. When I woke up this morning, I realized, you know what? I had been working so hard that I need to party. And that's what my dream was telling me. I don't have time during the day to party. So, okay, let's cross over into the fifth, sixth, seventh dimension, and let's party here, because your mind doesn't always know the difference. Party is party. Mm-hmm. Happy is happy. Mm-hmm. And hearing that music and dancing with your loved one, it gives you the same high.
And always, I've also found, too, is that sometimes when people are looking for the quest for the answer, sometimes the quest was the adventure to stimulate you to do other things versus the answer that you've been trying to find. But it's almost like you're putting a stake in the ground. Oh, no, it has to be this because I know it. Well, maybe it's not that name on the fence. Maybe what you know is that you are just supposed to know. You know what I mean? In other words, maybe you're just supposed to be able to wake up. Maybe you're just supposed to be able to start making choices. Maybe you're to learn how to use a computer. Maybe you're to learn to go out to talk to other support groups. Whatever it might be, it's just that other piece, yes?
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. And if you hand yourself over to your higher power, whatever that is, I just always tell God all the time, you know, use me. Use me. You know, that's what I'm here for. Use me to your fullest. Suddenly you'll find things will just fall into your lap. But I call it the rule of permission. You know, the angels, your spirit guides, your loved ones from the other side are not allowed to interfere. You must ask for help. And if you tell your higher power, look, you know, I'm here to fulfill a need. I understand that. And please guide me. Send me my spirit guides, my guardian angels. Send them any way you want, during in my dreams, during the day, whatever. that will happen, and suddenly you have a confidence you never had before. You know that
right.
whatever it is you're told to do, whatever synchronicity you keep seeing over and over again, even if it's like the letter X on a license plate on a car, you keep seeing X's, 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 X marks the spot. You're where you
right.
need to be, so stop questioning it and just mm-hmm. go with your instincts, those deep feelings, and trust in your spirit guides, even if it feels like this can't possibly be right. I mean, going to my doctors and saying, look, I want you to do exploratory surgery on my breast. That sounds
mm-hmm.
crazy. My doctors looked like I set myself on fire. They're going, no, we can't
right.
do that. But trusting in the process that goes beyond you into the higher realm. And it was like, you know, he got glamored by a vampire or something. He said, just a second, went out, put the surgery on his calendar, came back in, and I had the surgery 4 days after New Year's, and boom, we found the cancer. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, sometimes you just have to let go and let God and let your higher power and let your other realms work for you.
And, you know, it's interesting when you say that, because a lot of times I get up and I'll say, okay, well, what am I going to do today? I need to do this. I need to do that. And some days I get up and I'm going, what am I going to do today? And there's no answers. And it's like, what do you mean there's no answers? And then days will go by, and then all of a sudden the word will say, it'll go from I to we. What are we going to do today? And we is when you're in that moment, when you're in that focus, and you're on the path. You're one with your higher self. You're one with hearing messages from the God, or whatever you might want to call it. Or you are in the moment when you are, in other words, engaged. It's almost like when the sun is hitting the flower and there's just dew on the flower, it's in that moment of engagement. You know what? You feel it. You can sense it. And that's when I turns to we. And when you start using we, it really seems to be a partnership and engagement in life. And it doesn't feel like it's I and it's the ego, or this is what I have to do because I have to run from something. I have to do it because I have to be here for someone else. I have to do it because, mm-hmm. you know. And then when it turns out as we, there is no because, there is no but. It's just doing. Big difference, yes?
Mm-hmm. There is, you know, when you hit on something really important, it's okay to make yourself a list of all the things you want to do that day. But if
mm-hmm.
you turn yourself over to your higher power will just kind of kick out those things that aren't important, that may actually be weighing you down, and they will replace them with things that the universe would
right.
like to see you do. And you have to
mm-hmm.
trust in that. It's not unusual for me to have, you know, the night before I'll make a list of all the things I need to do the next day. And then I will go with my higher power, and this will happen instead, and that will happen instead. And what I find is things that really didn't need to be done at that time, or the timing
right.
was off. You know, that crossover that
right.
we're talking about, the crossover, it wasn't time yet. And that will end up showing up maybe a week later, when the timing is right. And you just have to kind of trust in that and not try to force a round peg into a square hole. That's what I tell people all
yeah.
the time, you know. Don't force it. It, you know, you've got so much more on your side that is guiding your life. Let go. Let God, let your higher power guide you.
And also, too, to not always have the answers. I think sometimes
mm-hmm.
a slew of questions is so much more in alignment with life. You know, when you can look back and reflect on your life, then that's when things really show up. I know that I was in the medical services health club in my high school in the 70s. We went to the dentist's office that was next door to the school, and I saw this dentist walk in, and he was older, and I was mesmerized by him. It was almost like my spirit kind of like jumped into him. It was kind of interesting, and I just kind of went, oh, that was interesting. Let it go. 10 years later, turned around, engaged with the person again. 30 years later, 40 years later, he showed up in every 10-year increment in my life from then. And it was like I worked for him once, then I was dating him, then I helped him cross over in his, when he had passed on. So what was really that purpose? You don't know. But it all showed up in just little blurbs along the pathway. So that's a perfect example how timelines can cross, how they can
absolutely.
Help you. And they may show up later. And, you know, and just be able to say, oh, boy, this feels really good, you know. And then when it dissipates, don't try to be clamoring to always get it. I want it like I used to be. I want to be healthy like I was in my 20s. I want to have that relationship like I had before with that person. Because it's going to change and they're going to morph. And if you can go with the timelines, because the timelines will advance on their own frequency. So if you're consistently looking back in the past because you want it that old way, you might miss it in an even better way going forward, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Well said. You know, you can't clamor with the past. The past is the past. As soon as you think about it, it's gone. And that's what's so interesting about our dream world. It's neither the past nor the future. It's all the big now. So we can run back and forth on that time continuum that Einstein talked about. And you can go into the past in your dreams and meet all the people that you loved back then. And you can go into the future and meet people you haven't even met yet.
Right.
And then build your life in the middle and then trust that you are on the path of your dreams.
Right.
And living
you know,
your dream life and your waking life.
That's right. And Kat, it was such a great time talking to you today. I think we could talk like this forever because it's really such a grand adventure. When you're engaged in it, you can almost feel your body like lightening up, don't you think?
I do, you know, and I always love to speak with doctors who are open-minded like this and who realize that our dreams and our dream world is so important to our waking world.
Right. Absolutely. Kat, can you share with the listeners how to find out more information about you, your work, and all of the options that you have to work with you?
Sure. You can go, the easiest thing to do, because my name is so long, Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis, and that's K-A-N-A-V as in Victor O-S. It's like cannabis, but with a K and a V. You can type in the Queen of Dreams, because I have two columns that I write for in magazines, and I am the Queen of Dreams. And you can go to my website, and you'll see that I promote authors who have books and need a little help in getting their messages out. Sometimes they're self-published, sometimes they're hybrid published, and I even get authors from big publishing houses as well. I'm actually working on a multi-author book with Sacred Stories Publishing right now on the positive aspects of change. You know, how did an illness that you got, how did that change your life for the better? It's really about finding the silver lining in your life, in that cloud. It's so important, or in that cloud dream. So we're collecting those stories. So if you have a story about change, definitely go to Sacred Stories Publishing and look for the information about that book, because we're in collaboration with Biz Catalyst 360 Degrees Magazine, and that's Dennis Patico. So the other thing is I do promote authors. So when you go to my website, you can go to my packages and products at the top, and learn all about that. And, of course, you can get my book in any stores, Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Early Warning Signs of Cancer and Other Diseases, which was co-authored with Dr. Larry Burke on his dream research on breast cancer and women. So it wasn't sleep research. This is a new cutting-edge dream research on dreams that came true and saved people's lives. And you can get that in bookstores, on Amazon, Inner Traditions, Simon & Schuster. It's all over the place. Just type in Dreams That Can Save Your Life on Google search, and I will come up.
Well, Kat, it was such a pleasure to have you to speak with us today. I think a lot of times what you and I are really trying to say is to be aware, to open your eyes and to say, if I'm hearing something, seeing something, or sensing something, scratch it down on a napkin, put it down on, you know, write it on your hand, turn around, put it on your cell phone, put it into a recorder, do something with it, and eventually, maybe if it's really important, you'll continue to have these same indications, and you'll say, I'm starting to create a new puzzle, let me see how it plays out. Don't you think?
Exactly, yes. And we're going to be talking about that when you actually come on my show, Tuesday, June 18th, on Dream Visions 7 Radio Network. And we're going to be talking about dreams again and crossing over between the realms and all of those wonderful things that we were talking about here. We're going to talk about it on my show.
We love to join the journey, don't we?
We do.
We do. Well, it was such a pleasure to have you with us. I thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been such an honor.
Oh, you're so welcome. If you'd like to find out more information about Kathleen O'Keefe Kavanos, again, her book is Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Early Warning Signs of Cancer and Other Diseases, please do click on the link on the bottom of today's show page and you go directly to her website. And it truly is about being able to find out more information about these little words, these little things that pop up in your mind. Are they memories from the past? Are they something to guide you along in the present? Or perhaps create a wonderful picture in the future that maybe you need to be aware of, look at, and say, I wonder. Perhaps, is that a garden to go check into? Is that something I need to take care of? Or perhaps, you know what, it's really important, and each time I'm going to keep getting the message until I'm able to start engaging in that process because it is important to me, and all is well. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher. Until tomorrow, have a great day.
Today we discussed many life-changing concepts. Who do you turn to and how do you know what is best when faced with a health crisis? Dr. Jeanette is a patient advocate. She listens to the patient, the doctors, and the family, clarifies the health issues and concerns, then helps the patient make the best choices going forward. If you would like help implementing change into your life and health, we can talk and see where you are stuck and how to improve the quality. Bottom of today's show page, or visit drjeanettegallagher.com to schedule a phone appointment today.